everyone, Teresa here. Welcome to a little Joycast. Last week, we got an email from a parent that wanted to share something that brings her family joy. Here's her email. Hi, Teresa. I appreciated your little note about playing in the mud. One of our family's little joys is watching thunderstorms in the back of our RAV inside of our garage, with snacks, or dinner as it's often stormed at dinnertime this summer, and blankets. We live in Pueblo, and I'm constantly amazed by the amount of hail we get along the Front Range. Big storms scare our kids, who are now 6 and 4, but we started a tradition of watching those storms with wonder and appreciation for the magnificence of nature, and we've made it a family bonding event by tailgating and snuggling together. My son and daughter have added keeping track of points for who sees the most lightning during the storm. It's a fun tradition, and I think it's made storms a little less overwhelming for the kiddos. Cheers, Vanessa Pierce in Pueblo. Thank you, Vanessa, for taking the time to share that with us. And speaking of turning what could be a stressful moment into a moment of joy, here's this week's topic: the joy of bright colors. It's a Sunday morning, and I'm getting ready to go to the Clifford Still Museum. I'm headed there for Art Crawl, an art program they have for infants and caregivers. There are different art-related themes for each session. Today, there's going to be one on messy art making. While I'm running around, my baby is talking to herself on the bed. She's coming to Art Crawl with me. While I'm not sure what to expect, I'm looking forward to seeing her play with paint. Still, this is the first time we're going out of the house without her dad being there too, and it's clear we're both a little nervous about it. My husband has packed a million diapers and 4 extra onesies. There are 3 bottles pre-filled with water just in case she gets really hungry at some point during the 45-minute art session. I get what he's feeling, though, because I'm feeling the same anxiety. I ask him, completely seriously, if we need to get another bottle. While I'm packing my equipment, I can hear him trying to stuff the whole 24-ounce container of formula into the diaper bag. Our daughter is around 4.5 months old at this time, but I don't think we feel very confident we've gotten the hang of parenting. We know some things about her, like how she likes to be held with her head against our chests and completely vertical. She starts getting sleepy at 9 p.m. on the dot. She hates tummy time. But we don't feel like we know her, if that makes sense. We're not even sure how much she's aware of at this age. She smiles a lot and is starting to coo, but she mostly just waves her arms and legs while looking at the ceiling. When my daughter and I get to the museum, we head upstairs in the elevator and meet up with the educators and the families in a room called the Making Space, a hands-on studio where visitors can do art activities with each other. There are so many babies. Some are sitting on the floor with their parents and caregivers while playing with wooden blocks and colorful bowls. Some are being held. There are babies that are really little, maybe only a few months old. Others are old enough to stand with some help. Paris, the family and early childhood manager, is leading the session with Clifford Still Museum educators Dahlia, Sol, and Mitra. They tell families logistical things like where they can leave their bags, but they also emphasize that it's okay if their baby cries in the museum. Art Crawl begins, and we're led to one of the gallery rooms with tall white walls and huge abstract paintings all around us. The educators have families sit in one large circle and ask them to share the biggest mess their baby has made.
Oh, definitely mealtime. Likes to love squash and loves to throw squash on the floor and get all over herself. So. Oh, Maddie.
I'm Matt, and I would say the biggest mess was probably in his diaper this morning.
Oh, no.
Got a little bit of diarrhea going.
Oh, bummer.
It's a nice way to break the ice. I'm filming everything and have my baby perched on my legs, so I don't share there, but I do think about the day her dad and I found out that newborn babies can have projectile poops. Babies are being measured or are being carried away to look at the painting. As I'm filming, a baby crawls up to us, and for a moment, he and my baby stare at each other intently. The adults begin chatting with each other, and it's clear that this program is as much for the parents and caregivers as it is for the little ones. There's a pleasant sense of community here. Some grandparents are also present, and they're smiling and taking pictures with their families. Then we're all headed outside, where there's a large canvas on the grass. There are paintbrushes and little cups filled with non-toxic paint. There's also smaller painting stations on the side. Many families gather at the big canvas with their kids. It takes all of 2 seconds for the babies to get paint all over them and the canvas. I watch a baby slap handprints on his shirt. Another one is lying on her back and gumming a paintbrush handle. It's so, so cute. I bring my baby over and hand her a container of orange paint. She looks at the container and immediately tries to eat it. I grab some blue paint and offer it to my baby, but she ignores it and continues staring at the orange paint. She's still trying to eat it when Art Crawl comes to a close. I put my baby back in her stroller, then I interview Mitra.
I think the biggest thing that brings me joy is just really having the opportunity, I think, one, to be able to talk with parents and really change their perspective on, one, how they can show up in the museum, how they can, their babies can show up in the museum, like talking to them about how they can interact with their baby in a different way, really giving them a different perspective on how much their babies are growing and learning, and also like making them feel comfortable and really giving them that space and opportunity.
As I'm packing up, Mitra says she's excited for more people to learn about Art Crawl. She tells me how a lot of people think babies don't have preferences for things like colors, but they absolutely do. I think to myself that I don't think I saw my baby interested in any color, or much of anything really, today. I'm a little bummed, but I still had a really good time. I was surrounded by cute babies, and I got to hang out with my own baby. I'm also pretty proud of myself for lugging around a stroller, a diaper bag, a camera bag, and a tripod during this shoot. Everything's going so well, in fact, that I'm thinking this is a good opportunity for me to bond with my baby and let her look at the paintings herself. And then this happens. Yes, those are her cries. I put a mic on the stroller before I went upstairs, hoping to get some happy coos, and instead I captured my baby crying. I quickly walk over to a bench and try to feed her. She screams. I try to rock her, more screaming. The poor girl is exhausted and needs a nap. I feel horrible for keeping her at the museum too long. It's not that anyone is making me feel bad that she's crying. 10 minutes ago, I was surrounded by people that would tell me it's completely okay that she's crying. But right now, at this moment, it's just me and her in the room. And it's harder to feel like everything's okay when you're alone. She goes back in her stroller. As I reach down to adjust the diaper bag, I even drop the tripod on the floor. I have 2 seconds to be immensely grateful it didn't hit a painting before my daughter begins to cry even louder. I'm officially done with this whole experience. As soon as the car starts moving, my baby passes out. It's a solemn 40-minute drive home. When I pull her out of the car seat, she's a happy baby resting her head on my chest. I am exhausted. I get into the house and sit at the dinner table with my daughter. Like usual, there's a lot of random things on the table that I've just collected throughout the day. Among the items, there's a black hairbrush, a yellow Asian pear, and a blue bottle cap. My daughter is slapping at the table, so I grab those 3 things and line them up in front of her. I'm just giving her stuff to grab so I can breathe for a second. She reaches for the pear in front of her, and only the pear. It's interesting. I switch around the items, wondering if she's only grabbing the closest thing to her. But she reaches for the pear again, actually leaning forward and looking right at it. I remember how my baby kept grabbing for the orange paint and ignored the blue. I think about what Mitra said about babies having preferences and personalities. I ask my daughter, very, very quietly, if she likes bright colors. It's a realization that almost takes my breath away. and it's one that I wouldn't have had if I didn't go to the museum and try something new with her. I try a third time to rearrange the items and watch my baby reach for the yellow pear. This time, I let her be. I breathe in the smell of baby shampoo in her hair while she plays. There's still orange paint all over her little fingers. I'm never going to forget this moment that I got to learn more about her. It was a good day.
Thanks for joining me this week on A Little Joycast. This podcast is produced by Rocky Mountain Public Media and me, Teresa Ho. I love storytelling and I love Colorado. But most of all, I love the kids of Colorado. If you'd like to support this podcast so that I can keep telling stories, consider becoming a sustaining member by visiting rmpbs.org. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. A special thank you to the Clifford Still Museum for working with us on this episode.